Drysdale Vignette. This one entitled Fall Lawns Number 4, and it's been revised in 3, 2, 1. If your lawn is in bad shape, you may not have to tear it all up and start again. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Two methods of renovation after this. 3, 2, 1. There are two methods of lawn renovation that don't require it to be torn up. If your lawn is more than 50% dead grass and weeds, eliminate all the vegetation using a herbicide containing glyphosate. However, in Ontario and Quebec, these chemicals are not now allowed. You may legally use acetic acid or acetic citric acid formulations, such as Green Star's Elimoweed or Scott's EcoSense. These should be applied about 2 weeks before sowing grass seed. Follow the directions. While the chemical will kill all vegetation it touches, there won't be any spreading of it through the soil to the roots of any nearby plants. Unfortunately, neither product kills all the roots, so many weeds and grass may reappear. When the vegetation dies in about 7 days, a rented machine is used to cut grooves in the soil right through the dead vegetation. Fertilizer is also applied. When the seed is sown, it is trapped within the stubble and in the grooves or slits. The second method is for lawns that are less than 50% dead grass and weeds and where existing turf is thin and weak. Spot seeding will thicken up and improve the turf with new grasses. Bare spots, large enough for the soil to be scratched with a rake, should be worked to remove any old roots and to loosen up the hard-packed soil. The entire lawn will require fertilizer to improve growing conditions. Use a good fall fertilizer. Seed the bare spots and otherwise scatter the seed directly into the thin grass. Vertical cutting machines may be used to make this situation better. I'm Art Drysdale.